This week, the Burlington Police Department released data showing how officers used force for the last 6 years. The department's analysis showed that overall use of force is going down, but the data also showed some cases of racial disparity. Police officials want to learn why.
Overall, use of force incidents make up a small portion of police activity in Burlington. According to the report, only 1% of police contacts and 11% of arrests resulted in force. However, one of the report's main findings says that people of color have a 37% higher chance of having a weapon pointed at them. Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo says the department released this data voluntarily, and he says this analysis sets a baseline for further examinations.
So now we're kind of looking at these results at the same time the public is going, where should we take this deeper? And these are the types of cases in which we will, looking at weapon versus non-weapon, weapon displayed versus weapon used. These are really rich areas for research.
For example, Del Pozo says he wants to look more closely at instances when cops draw their firearm before they even meet a person, such as when investigating a possible home invasion. But
we also want to make sure that if there's any evidence of bias that we can ascertain is as meaningful as bias, we want to address that. We want to see those trends flatten out.
Yeah, I think this is definitely sort of a first step in looking at how are we doing and what needs to happen.
Sarah Kenny is the chairwoman of the Burlington Police Commission. She says she's troubled by the initial data showing racial disparities in some use of force incidents. But Kenny says it's a complicated issue to address.
Our police department is one small part of this much bigger criminal justice system, which, like so many of the systems in our society, is infused with institutional racism.
Kenny's hopeful that the use of force data will help identify where changes can be made. The raw use of force data is posted on the Burlington Police Department's online transparency portal. Del Pozo says he hopes people will take a look at the data for themselves.
Poke around with yourself, draw your own conclusions. You can share the data with other folks and see what they think. So we're not just giving an analysis. We're trying to make our results replicable.
The online transparency portal also contains other data from the department, such as data on traffic stops, arrests, and citizen complaints. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.